Just look to Jesus.
You look to Jesus.
Just look to Jesus now.
To Jesus.
I know he's the one.
He's the one.
I know
he's the only one.
Look to Jesus now.
I want to welcome you to Raw Spiel. I'm going to keep it real with the all truth. You see by the title, what kind of system this is? You know, I had come across a news story maybe a couple of weeks ago. It's about an elderly man. He received a bill, received a notice for $18,000 in back child support. I want to say his name was James Jennings. And this story is just kind of maybe 8 years old or something like that, but he was on the hook to pay $18,000. In back child support. And the interesting thing to me is that his daughter was murdered back in 1981. And his daughter was only 3 years old when she was murdered. And at that time, it had been around 30-something years later. He's charged with, he had to pay $18,000 in back child support for a child that's no longer living. Now, can somebody help me make sense of all this? So he was getting money coming out of his Social Security check in back child support for his daughter that was murdered, I believe by her stepfather, if I'm not mistaken, when she was 3 years old. So can somebody please explain to me, how can this man still be on the hook to pay child support for a child that is no longer living? So you cannot tell me that this child support is solely for the child. I've always thought, yes, the child needs to be supported by both mother and the father. I always felt that, you know, whoever paying the child support, I figured it ought to be automized, you know, just have a breakdown of what the money's being used for. But that may be a bit overreaching. That just might be so overreaching, that just asking just a little bit too much. That may be costing a lot. But what do you call this? A man still has to pay child support for a daughter that's been dead during this time over 30 plus years. Now they figured out, the government figured out, you know, she's no longer living. So they stopped taking out the child support payment out of this man's Social Security check. But a question I have, okay, did they reimburse him? Did they refund him for the payments that came out? I don't know. I doubt they did. Now, they figure out their mistake. So, okay, well, they stop taking out those payments out of his check. But they determine that he still owed child support for the time that she was living, for the 3 years that she was living. So he owed about $2,000 in child support for the 3 years his daughter was on earth. And I have a question. I want to know, where's that money going? Does the child can't benefit from? Now, you're getting 30-something years after the fact. So where's this money going? So people that's asking for a child, but don't get me wrong, yes, you have to support your child. I'm all for that. I'm not trying to make no excuses, trying to find no excuses for someone not to support their child. And there's other means of supporting a child, not just financially, which that is very important to support your child financially, but so something about this is all wrong. It seems like there's some wickedness going on. It's beyond corrupt. It's just some cold-blooded, heartless stuff here to put a man on the hook for child support for a child during this time that's been deceased for 30-something years. So my question is, where's the money going? It's not going to his daughter. His daughter been dead for over 30 years. So is child support really for the child? Are you trying to stick it to someone? That's something to think about, folks. His daughter, whose name was Tanya Hogan, murdered at 3 years old. He's on the hook for child support. Where all this money going? Is it going to the government? The child should have not benefited from it. So, you know, what kind of system are we in? What kind of system is this that allows this thing to happen? Can anybody tell me? Email address is info@therawspill.com. That's info@therawspill.com. Hey, I don't know it all, but something about this seems mighty fishy. Even for us, say it's wicked. And you know, the government, they determined that he owes, what, $2,000 for the years that she was alive? Okay. She's not going to benefit from it. So, what's y'all going to do with this $2,000? She's not going to benefit from it. Where's that money going? Or how about the money that was taken out of Social Security for the back child support? Is part of that going towards these $2,000 that's still owed? I'm just curious, y'all. Just asking questions. I don't know it all, but it seems like there ought to be some kind of system in place for this, whereby, okay, so if your child is deceased, and you're paying child support, you know, I think the child support payments ought to be stopping. But so that should let you know there got to be some kind of another hidden agenda there. And I come across another situation, I think, from Lionel Campbell. His son passed away back in 1988. I guess it all went down in 2013. He had to travel. He traveled to Michigan with the death certificate, proving that his son is deceased. And he was still making payments. I was reading like 25 years after the passing of his son. So, y'all, this is... So, how in the world can you say the child support payments is actually for the child when there is no child to receive these payments? And the payments that Mr. Campbell was making seemed like neither the son nor the mother was getting these payments. And I think they broke it down. I think it was, I think he owed like $6,460.08. Okay, I'm asking the question, who was getting that money? The son is not around to receive that amount. Don't know what come up the mother, but neither the son nor the mother is receiving those payments. So I have to make you wonder, so what kind of system is this? Where you can still collect child support payment for a child that's no longer living. And they say these two cases, I don't know, let's just say they was active in their child's lifetime. That's something to have to deal with. It's bad enough having to deal with the death of your child, not being able to see them become an adult, possibly have a family of their own, producing grandchildren, and just see them grow up. You don't have that opportunity anymore. Then on top of that, you can hit with back child support. What can you do about it? Let God intervene in some kind of way on your behalf. Come across another story. This man is in prison now. He's named David Shane. He's ordered to pay 55% of his prison wage to catch up on his child support responsibilities. Now, his daughter died in a house fire in Kentucky. She was 18. And some kind of way that you got to pay. He had to pay 55% and not of his hourly income, which was 95 cents an hour. So he had to pay 55% of that. This comes out to over a little bit over 52 cents. So it's over half his pay. Now you only make 95 cents. per hour while he's still in prison. And, you know, another man, maybe, like I said, I don't know, maybe he had a bond with his daughter. You know, he got to live with the fact that his daughter is no longer alive. He's in prison. They're taking 55% of his income to pay child support for a child that's no longer living. So can anybody out there, maybe you leave it in the legal system, and I know you know way more than I do, but how in the world can we justify people being on the hook to make child support payments when the child is deceased? Where a child has been murdered at the age of 3 years old. You have a child that's died in a house fire. You have another where a son passed away in the late 80s. And a man was still paying child support. So, is there anybody that can explain that to me? Now, I like to hear the stories whereby the mother and the father can work together outside of the court system. You know, some are able to figure things out amongst themselves without going to court, without putting the man or the woman, not forcing them to pay child support. They just come together. Hey, this is what I'm gonna do. I'll pay this, I'll take care of this. I'll get custody of a son, a daughter, whatever, during this day, that day. And you know, that seems to work out for some people. And that's pretty rare. But that's rare. But I'm glad to hear about those situations. I know a guy's in a situation where they handle their business outside the court. And if you can do that, I'd encourage you to go that way as if it's possible. But then again, folks, I'm just asking the question, what kind of system is this? Where a parent has to deal with the death of a child. Again, the child is, I'm talking about maybe, in some instances, at least two decades, they've been deceased. And still, their parent is on the hook for child support payments. And again, I'm not trying to find a way to say that the parent don't have to pay, don't have to support their child. I'm not saying that at all. It just seems kind of wicked. It just seems to be like a wicked system here to keep you on the hook for a child that's no longer living, for a child that's been deceased 20, 30 years, and you're accumulating fees and penalties. So anybody out there can tell me why. And I know even sometimes we're rich, people will make millions and millions each year. Sometimes they have to pay Some have to pay like sometimes $35,000 a month in child support. People say, well, that's, they can afford it. But sometimes I sit and just sit back and think about it. If that child was in that man's custody or whomever's paying that child support, does it really take $35,000 a month to raise a child? Yes, I know it's expensive. And just saying that he can afford it, that's not a good enough reason. I mean, $35,000 a month, you know, because you're a rock star, movie star, a millionaire, or whatever. Does it really take that much to support a child? Man, I tell you, let's just forget about the rich right now. About the regular worker, the common man. Sometimes they might get a 5 cent increase. 5 cent, 50 cent, $2 an hour increase, and man, sometimes majority of the time it is the man paying the child support. And they get a man get a little a bump in income, they gotta go to the courthouse. Oh, you don't need a little extra money now. They got to bump up that payment. Oh, you know, he's making 17 hours now. He was making 15. Now he's making 17. We had to bump that child support payment up now. And I always wonder, can somebody, you know, itemize, hey, okay, a man paying, what, $25, $3,500 a month, or however, some guy paid $500 a month or whatever. So, can we figure out where this money actually going to? Is it actually going to the child? Unlike these three cases I just mentioned, paying child support when the child is no longer living. So where's that money going? Again, I'm sure none of these men got refunds for what they paid so far. But this has to show you that this is a corrupt system. Yeah, that'll say wicked. There's just some wickedness going on. And I'm sure they depends on who it is. They probably don't have no remorse. They've seen all the years, okay. Oh, he's been paying child support for 20-some years. And I don't know if they even gave them a letter of apology or anything like that. Now, I don't know. But it is something. And I even was reading, too, I guess in some states, that even if it's a parent that's paying child support, if they pass away, some kind of way, they're still on the hook to pay child support. I guess when they're saying, I don't know how they pull that off. But let's just say the man of the father was paying child support, and all of a sudden he passed away unexpectedly. In some kind of way, somehow, some way, that parent is still on the hook for child support payments. How is that even possible? This is a little bit above me. I guess it's a little bit above my pay grade. way there, stay there. How do you go get that money? Parent dead and gone. Still on the hook to pay child support. The mother or father is deceased. When you had to steal, they're on the hook to pay child support. Where are they going to get that money from? Are they going to dig into their savings and check in their retirement, stocks and bonds, whatever? Some states there are still on the hook. So people can now attend, but what kind of system is this? What kind of system allows this to happen? It's just amazing. By now, are there no lawmakers considering it across the board? Hey, if anybody ever thought that maybe we should do something if a child dies? Why are the parents still making child support payment? Maybe we need to pass some kind of legislation to end that. Has nobody thought about that? I'm sure they probably have. Yeah, I thought probably just went out the window. They got to make that money. So, again, y'all tell me where this money going. Is it, since it's not going to the child, it's got to be going back to the government. Or unless anybody else could tell me tell me otherwise. And so, again, y'all, that's the question. What kind of system is this that, let's just say, these parents they could be grieving parents. We can have grieving parents. They had a good chance to really know their child, and the child never become an adult. They have to live with that. Not only live with that, but worry about back child support. Help me to make sense of this. Just asking, you know, what kind of system is this? What kind of system is it? And another question I have here, what age is a mic? Just switch things up a little bit. What ages are you? What is considered a minor? You know, I know we done seen the many stories in the news. Many news reports where teachers are sleeping with their students. Some 14, 15 years old. Mainly the women teachers and going around with their male students. I said some maybe 14, 15 years old or so. And I'm not saying that the male teachers don't mess with the female students, but the female students, but you hear more of the female teachers being involved with their male teenage boys, you know, 14, 15, 16, something like that. Now, it always amazes me how in those situations they are considered minors when they're involved in relationship with a teacher. And that's not play naive, not that. Some of these students, you know, they choose to work carefully. They're not all forced to sleep with their teachers. If we could be real about it. So they're not 100% innocent. It's just the thing is that in certain cases like this here, you just have an adult teacher pulling with a one of their students under 18. They're now they're considered minors. But you get a minor that goes out to commit a crime, and they say murder, all of a sudden, they are considered an adult. They go on a killing spree or whatever, they breaking in cars, stealing cars, robbing folks. They must be tried as an adult. But when they are involved romantically, let's say, for example, with a teacher, they're minors. I mean, can we just pick one and stay with it? They're minors. In this situation, they're victims. Is when they're, and like I said, some of them are not forced to fool around their teacher. Not all of them are not forced. And I know that's how the news media likes to present it. We said, we had a teacher a little bit, he's older. And all that good stuff, a lot of time it is not by force. But even though they're willing participants, they're still considered rape, they're still considered minors. But when it comes down to these heavy crimes, like murder or assault, robbery, things of that nature, all of a sudden they look at it as an adult now. They look at it as grown. Same age, 14, 15, 16. They're doing big boy crimes. You got to try them as an adult now. What age is a minor? They're a minor in certain situations. Other situations, they're an adult. Kind of hypocritical way of doing things, I would say. Okay, we just say, you know, they either an adult or a minor. Just throwing it out there. And you know by now, this broadcast is kind of go against the grain on certain things, you know, just like come out of the truth, you know, just, you know, some of the things that's spoken about. about on this broadcast. I know it's not necessarily the most popular thing, what the majority of people think. So I don't always it's like the child support issue. It's not. Like I said, sometimes some topics that's mentioned on this program, on this broadcast, it just goes against. Sometimes it just goes against the grain. That's just the way it is. But you can't. But tell me what have I said so far that is false? Tell me what's okay about making child support payments to a child or a child that's been deceased for at least 2 decades. Tell me what's okay about a teacher laying up with a 15, 16-year-old, they're treated as a minor. But when they commit one of these behavior crimes, all of a sudden, they're an adult. So what kind of system do we have going here? I just something to think about, folks. I just hoping that this broadcast may be something. What does it give me? I guess a different perspective to view some things. Just like I said before, some things that's mentioned on this broadcast doesn't go along with what everybody else feels. But I'm just bringing hard truth. That's it. And again, I'm just asking a question, y'all. What kind of system is this? It just seems like common sense doesn't exist in this country. It just seems like, nobody really, not too many people care about common sense. Not too many people care about the truth. Because if Mr. Jenkins would have been paying, he won't continue to be paying child support for a child that's not going to benefit from the money. Same thing with Mr. Campbell. Same thing with Mr. Shane. So folks, this is I don't know any other way to put this, but it's a lot of wickedness out there. You know, a lot of wicked people is running this thing. And again, like I said before, it's beyond corruption. I don't think corruption describes what's happening here. Again, info@therawspill.com. Somebody just please let me know. How can this be justified? Mainly this child support thing, whereby you have to pay child support for the children that's no longer alive. And how in the world can a deceased parent still be on the hook for child support payment? You know, I guess that's in some states that's going on now. So, I don't want to tell you folks, is this just living in some interesting times. Yes, and I, again, folks, as in every other broadcast, I hope you got something out of it. No, at least view things just a little bit differently. Hope your eyes open to some, you know, just hope your eyes have become open to some of the things that's going around. So this is some really concerning stuff. To see how often this really happens. See how often, you know, parents are on the hook. Think they got to deal with the tragic of their child no longer on the earth. And then to top that off with making child support payments for somebody that's no longer here. And, that's, I don't want to tell y'all, man, that's, no one feel like a broken record, but that's something to think about. And I know, well, there might be women out there, oh, my baby father only paid you $20 a week, that's nothing. Okay, I get all that, but that's not the focal point. I'm just focusing on, and just putting more emphasis on, you know, child support payments coming out for the children that's no longer alive. And even 20 years after the death, and it's still, you still on the hook for it. Man, you got some, hey, what the Bible says, we got to pray for those that have rule over us. So we got to pray for these leaders, like the Bible tells us to do. You know, that's the only way. I mean, that's the only way to make it. So again, folks, I just hope you got something out of this. At least make you think about something. Don't at least see it from a different angle. And just hope your eyes had come open. And again, y'all, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Raw Steel. However you're watching it, however you may be listening or watching. Again, folks, I thank y'all for taking the time out to be a part of the broadcast. And don't forget to subscribe for more broadcasts in the future. Again, y'all, thank you for tuning in to the Raw Steel. And God bless you. If you only trust him, he'll praise your feet, child. I know he will. On high your ground. Just look to Jesus, from whence cometh all thy help now. To Jesus.